I'll get all day, man. It's already 8:12. Start now. Do it. I dare you.
We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we are talking about our initial impressions of WandaVision. Joining me, as always, Tim, maybe Lasers Gruber. I can't hear you.
I quit tonight.
Okay, all right.
I did a whole thing in Spanish. It was really good, but I can't do it again now.
For Portugal fans. Viva la Portugal!
And that is, of course, the lovely voice of Frankie, number two Fesco.
Hey, Ben.
How is it going, guys?
It's phenomenal, Ben. It is just, I'm just living the dream. Seizing the day. It was my birthday last week. Actually, five days ago. Yeah. You know, we didn't post anything because, you know, why would we post anything for Frankie's birthday? We post stuff for other.
We posted people. On our Instagram.
I don't even follow Instagram. Clearly. So that makes sense.
Clearly.
That sounds about right. That adds up. Yeah, that was great. Awesome birthday. Thanks for asking.
What'd you get?
Got some cool stuff.
What specifically? What did you get? What?
Nothing.
New earphones for model price. Yes.
New dollar earphones.
No. Actually, we didn't do much for my birthday, to be honest with you. Nothing crazy.
There's the
got an ice cream cake. Post. Oh, look at that. Happy birthday, Frank. I should probably go like
happy
that.
Birthday.
Oh, you even liked it.
Frankie.
I'm pretty sure it
unliked it right after he took the screenshot.
Oh, probably. I don't even look at Facebook. I actually don't know if you guys posted anything. I was just assuming you didn't post anything.
Well, yeah, rude. Rude. Shows you.
But yeah, birthday was fun. Didn't do much. 34. Not anything special.
But, you old man.
Yeah.
I forgot you so old.
So old.
It was that year of trying to become a pro gamer.
It was that year trying to be a pro gamer, and then that year in college of changing my major, which just overall
took
a bunch of time.
Hang on though.
No. I don't want to hear it, Ben.
I don't want to hear Ben.
I added it as a second major, and I still graduated
on
time.
Your original major was business. There was a 15 credit difference. It would be stupid for you not to add it as a second major.
I should have added business.
And I'm pretty sure
that would have been.
Yeah.
It was more than 15, but okay.
It was not even close to 15. And then
I ended up with like 160 credits. And I think you only have like 120 or 130 to graduate.
Okay. Just because you ended up with so many credits. I thought about adding it as a second major, and then they told me all the math classes I'd have to take. And I was like, never mind. Never mind.
Tim, how's it going over there in Pittsburgh?
It's going good. The girls went back to real school today in person.
Nice.
So they're back every other day again, which is nice because all of a sudden the house becomes really quiet for several hours. And then the baby
And give that baby a couple more weeks, yeah.
No, it's good. It's going real good.
Nice. Well, let's jump right in and talk about what's on. Tim, you've had any opportunity to watch anything?
I've watched some stuff. I did a bit of a DC animated sprint this week. I'm trying to double check which ones I watched.
The Harley Quinn show?
Definitely not. Let's see. Oh, I watched Superman Red Son, which is the animated adaptation of, it's a DC Elseworlds story where Superman, his ship actually comes down in the USSR. And so then it's kind of a journey through history because I think it starts in the 40s, like maybe the late 40s. Where Superman's a kid, and then it kind of goes through like what would have happened if Superman was raised in Russia, basically. And
I would love to have seen that comic developed into a movie. It never will happen.
It honestly, I was thinking that like it would be a cool mini series or something.
Okay,
isn't that pretty much Zack Snyder Superman, like evil Superman? No,
he's
destroying everything, Russian. Not caring at all about lives.
He's super Russian and he believes definitely in communism. And
as one would,
yeah, obviously. But it's more of a. It spans over time more. Like it starts in the 40s and it ends maybe in the 80s or 90s or something. I think it ends in the Cold War era, so the 80s. But he also creates a version of Batman, like through his actions. He actually causes a creation of Russian Batman, which is interesting. Who's like a total anarchist, which is wild, and wants to like bring freedom to people through, you know, destroying things, which is wild. So they do have like a little bit of a showdown that's very reminiscent of Batman v Superman or Dark Knight Returns, you know, where Batman is like going all out against Superman with red sunlights and all kinds of stuff. And I'm trying to think of what else. And Wonder Woman's in there too. Like there's some other stuff, some other heroes. It's pretty wild. It's just a cool different story. So if you have time, like check out the animated one.
What is that on?
It's on HBO Max right now. Okay. It might be another place. I don't remember.
The DC. But,
I've never read that comic book, but that was always one that intrigued me. Like it just seems really fun possibility for what you could do with Superman if he was in, you know, crash landed in the USSR.
So, and they kind of breeze through, like whenever there's a time jump, they have either a Russian kind of newsreel or they have kind of like an American version, or there's one part that is all of a sudden you realize it's inside a museum that's like dedicated, like it's in Russia that's dedicated to Superman.
Oh, nice.
But like in the closer to the 80s. And then, yeah, it's cool, but it's kind of breezed over. An hour and a half is not long enough. I think it could be really cool as like an extended thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so I watched that. I was really trying to catch up on a bunch of the animated movies that have come out in the last few years because I missed a bunch of them. And there was like an actual continuity with almost all the movies that came out. That was similar to the New 52 comics. And so I watched Red Sun was one that was not really related but came out recently. Another one was that wrapped up that kind of continuity was I think Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. And it's
naturally
lots of people died. It was actually rated, I think it was actually rated R. It was an animated DC that was rated R for violence. I was like, what is happening?
Wow.
So very interesting. But it was kind of cool. Again, kind of a different take on stuff that goes down. Like lots of real heroes die and bad stuff happens. It's crazy. And then
a superhero film that actually had stakes. I would love to see that.
So many stakes. Delicious, delicious steaks.
Medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare. Lots of blood. So, and then the last one I watched, which was that came out just after all those wrapped up, was Superman, Man of Tomorrow. It's kind of a what happens after Smallville. It's kind of a Smallville-ish kind of, but very modern. Superman Year One kind of story.
Random question. Has anybody revisited Smallville? Because like when that show came out, it was my jam.
So good.
Feel like if I went back and rewatched it, it'd be real bad.
I watched the pilot last year because it's on Hulu. The whole series is on Hulu.
Okay.
I want to rewatch it still, but it was rough.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough.
It was a show though that found itself later on into the first season. I mean, it's a CW show.
Yes.
It is exactly
what. Well, not only is it a CW show, it's a CW show from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but Gilmore Girls holds up and it's the same timeline.
Yeah, but Gilmore, you could watch Gilmore Girls as like a period piece. I don't know if I know that's a weird thing to think to say, but
I really hope my wife is watching to hear us break down into a discussion of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, we could do a Gilmore Girls episode.
Her favorite show, probably of all time.
Oh my goodness.
I'm guessing it's yours as well, Frankie.
I bet
it is.
I bet
not. Actually, not a big fan, but for reasons I'm not going to get into because it would just take all episode.
It would take a different episode.
But I've seen every episode.
So. Okay, well, then we might have to have a Gilmore Girls breakdown.
Hey, that
I can
be fun.
Bring my wife's Luke's coffee mug and.
Oh, yeah. I just saw some Luke's merchandise at Box Lunch, the store Box Lunch. It's kind of like a Think Geek is like a real store kind of a thing. It's cool. Anyway, so that's pretty much all I watched other than Brittany and I have been watching through Chuck. We got through season one and have started season two. And I was telling you guys off, in the group chat that it does like by the middle of season one, which is a short season. I think it finds like its pace in what's the funny stuff and what's the spy stuff and how can we keep this going?
My bad.
Was that me?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I think I know Ben, you said you don't want to ruin the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
But
maybe I just skip the first half of the first season. Just jump right into the good stuff.
Seriously, just go to episode 7 or 8 and just pick it up. And
maybe I will.
Yeah. So that, and then I did start watching Joker, which is on HBO Max, but I wasn't able to finish it because
the kids walked in.
the kids walked in. They're like, why is the clown laughing and crying at the same time? He has brain damage, girls. I don't know. No, that's not what happened. Definitely a vid angel, not a sponsor.
I like Joker. I'll say it. I like Joker. The whole hype over like the violence thing beforehand and like is violent, like, you know, they're gonna be violent, like it's so not founded in what the actual content of the movie. Like the movie's not actually that violent.
No, it's not and it's not calling like real sane people to anarchy.
No.
So, anyways, that's what I'm watching.
Frankie, what have you been up to watching over there?
Well, quite a bit actually. On Netflix, we had Enchanted season 3, so I binged all that. That was great.
Disenchanted,
sorry. Yeah, that's Enchanted. Disenchanted.
You say Enchanted.
Disenchanted.
Like, did they come?
I wish that was a TV show.
I know, that would be amazing.
Why wouldn't it be on Disney Plus? What are you talking about?
Did I tell you guys I did watch that Godmothered movie on Disney Plus? That was quite
funny. Oh, no, you didn't.
Aaron and I watched that together. It was
did you watch it before watching Dark Season 3?
Yeah, I watched all this before watching Dark Season 3. Yeah.
No, God, please, no! No!
Dark Season 3. And then I have been... that's really it though. Aaron and
you
I
said
watched,
so much and I you know. Proceeded yeah, so to much. Rattle off a list of like two things
so much well because I've been watching some other stuff. I'm trying to think of what it was. You guys, I'm guessing, have never watched the TV show Power on Stars.
I have not watched Power.
It's a
executive
crime.
Produced by 50 oh, Cent.
Is that yeah. one with does that have Charlton Copley in it?
Yes. I don't know who that is.
I'm just messing with you. So I was messing with you. There's a superhero show. I think it's called Powers.
Oh, Powers. No, Power. It's about a drug kingpin in Manhattan, New York. But it's kind of old. The series is old.
Never heard of it.
It's a great.
And wait, are you saying that you rewatched it?
Yeah, I'm rewatching it. Yeah,
rewatching it. Before Dark Season 3.
Before Dark Season 3. I've been through. There's six seasons of Power.
God! No, God, please, no, no.
Been through the first three already, so I'm halfway through.
No!
Halfway through. They're only an hour long, and there's 8 episodes a season, so it's less.
Are we going to get copyright striked for the?
Probably.
I think you can do
only
it
if you keep playing it over and over.
Yeah, right.
Only if we make money off the podcast, for the record.
That's true.
No. And then Aaron and I watched the first episode of Walker on CW.
Oh, the new reboot, Walker Texas Ranger reboot. Walker, that stars one of your homeboys from Supernatural.
Jared Padalecki, I never know how to say his last name, but from Supernatural, yeah.
You watched the pilot to a Walker Texas Ranger reboot.
Yeah, yeah.
Before watching any of Dark Season 3.
Not just any Walker Texas Ranger reboot, a Walker Texas Ranger reboot on the CW. So it is.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Frankie.
No! Yeah.
Yeah. Was there even a cameo of Chuck Norris? I mean,
no.
Chuck Norris had to have signed off on that, right?
I don't know.
Like, is he not even an executive producer?
That's a great question.
Doesn't own it?
I don't think so.
I'm sure he had to get. Chuck Norris gives his blessing for anything that comes on TV. So, I mean, I'm guessing he has to.
Yeah.
You don't want Chuck Norris
to
be on his bad side.
So much about the things that you choose to be.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Not Dark Season 3. Have not watched it. It's on my list, though. If you look at my Netflix, on my list, literally my list, Dark Season 3. It's like, it's down here. Where is it still on here?
It's down here. It dropped
off the list. Netflix Insatiable. Was like, no, you're never going to watch this. Trinkets, you're never actually going to watch this.
Unsolved
so.
Oh Mysteries. Oh, Hello on Broadway. In the Dark. You know what? It's not here.
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy. Yeah.
Because they Criminal intuitively.
Minds. I have been rewatching Criminal Minds too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Made it through. But I started at season 9, which
God,
is where I left
please.
Off. Yeah. we'll get there, man.
Well, what's been on in my house is
Bluey. Oh, hey Ben, what have you been watching? Bluey
the album.
Is it Bluey
the album? I mean, my love for the show Bluey is well documented on the show, but one of the things that I especially have always loved about it is the music is so good in the show, and they finally released a soundtrack for the show, because each episode is only like 8 minutes, and like they pretty much have one track that goes underneath the whole episode, and they like extend it out. Anyway, it's fantastic. It's just as good as the actual show, because it's so much fun to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah, keep talking. Ben. We're listening.
Yeah.
Ben. Yeah, we are listening. Yeah. Ben.
Yeah.
I think I can name one children's show that has a better soundtrack than Bluey.
Okay. All right.
Little Einsteins. Now, bear with me. Some of those songs have been out for hundreds of years because it's all classical music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I could listen to that on loop. I don't know.
Look, no hate if you want to choose to do that, but you know, maybe just mix in Bluey the album once or twice.
Okay,
see what you think of it. For me, it gets me in the feels because I love the show. But yeah, that came out like Thursday. I mean, I've listened to it multiple times. I also have been rewatching, because I already watched Dark Season 3. I have been rewatching in little snippets La La Land, and I still love that movie. And I think that we should revisit that and rehash that as on the podcast, because
no,
I enjoy it more, just as much if not more, as when I first watched it.
You and everyone else in Hollywood enjoyed it because it was just never mind.
It's just a great movie about love and loss, and tap dancing, and jazz.
A Greek tragedy in tap dance.
But I've been enjoying watching that as well in small chunks. But what I've really been enjoying watching, guys, is WandaVision.
It's time. Wanda, welcome home.
Vision Residence.
It's a real weird trailer for this.
I'm gonna burn this place to the ground.
Yeah, that's what
Wait, that's Loki.
Yeah, that was Loki. Yeah. So WandaVision official trailer, then Marvel TV series HD. So that was a terrible trailer to choose for it, but the show is live. We do it live, and so that's
this what is I live.
Have. This is live. That's what happened. WandaVision is now out. The first three episodes have dropped. I feel like we should probably do for WandaVision what we did for Mandalorian because it's so good. But we'll see. Maybe, maybe not. What did you guys think of the first three episodes of WandaVision?
I watched it and instantly said Ben is going to actually like this. Because it was not too superhero-y. It's filled with mystery, and it also, you know, is every episode replicates a, you know, a I guess a decade of television is kind of what they're going for, and it copies it perfectly. And I know you'd appreciate the art that went into that. And it's really entertaining. And most people have no clue what's going on. So
for anybody that doesn't know, WandaVision is the new show on Disney Plus, starring Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen. About their Marvel characters, Wanda and Vision. Tim, what have you thought about the first three episodes of WandaVision?
Oh, man. Yeah, I knew you would love it. I knew you would love it, Ben, especially the, how everything
I
is
I love that cropped. Your both of your reviews start with how I would love it.
Mm-hmm. Once we saw it was filmed in 4:3 for a reason.
Yeah,
it wasn't randomly filmed in 4:3.
I knew you would specifically love that it was simulated 4:3, as we saw in the third episode, but I'm not going to get into it. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I'm digging it. It's definitely a slow burn.
Very.
And and so it made sense to me why they released the first two episodes at once. Because if you watch just the first episode, you'd probably just be like, why is this a weird Dick Van Dyke ripoff?
With there's like Wanda 10 seconds of like the overarching plot.
Well, there's basically nothing.
Yeah.
I guess the very last, right before the credits roll, is like a different thing that's not black and white. And, you know, but it's still this like, what's the point kind of thing, because that overarching story is not there. You get a little bit more in the second episode, but the second episode also was even more, it was just even more enjoyable, like as a show, as like the style that they picked and the ridiculousness that they get into. And yeah, you start to kind of understand that like something's not right in this town that they're in, obviously. And then the third episode just kind of starts to peel that band-aid right off of like, oh, this is a superhero show. Oh, this is really something real bad is happening in the background. What in the world is going on? You know,
my theory is once everything unravels and you get to see everything, Ben is no longer gonna like the show. Once it starts getting a little
bit bigger,
start talking about the Infinity Stones. And
don't ruin my review before I get to it.
Hey, Ben, what did you think of the first three episodes only of the show?
Oh, I love the first three episodes. It is super fun. Tim, I think you, at least offline, you pointed out, like the first episode's filmed like I Love Lucy. The second episode is more like Bewitched, and like they're kind of going through like each like decade.
They're doing so specifically sitcoms.
Sitcoms, yeah.
Which is interesting because they're going to get into some other sitcoms that will be more familiar. People should be more familiar with.
Right. Yeah. So it's like I Love Lucy, then Bewitched, and then the Brady Bunch. And then I'm sure we'll get next week will probably be, or this week, later this week will be like some 80s and then 90s.
Yeah.
And then, but yes, Frankie, to your point. So it's an interesting comparison with Legion, because Legion and WandaVision are both very experimental in how they're trying to tell their story. But the difference that I see possibly turning me off to WandaVision is that Legion, the filming technique was based on the craziness of the story, right? It was all about like the story itself was all about like that chaotic mental, like what is this character going through? And so the filming technique matched it. So whereas the filming technique was based on the plot, in WandaVision, the filming technique is the plot. So once it unravels and we're out of that plot mechanic, I don't know what that show is going to be. And I fear, like you already said, that it's going to break down into a traditional story, a traditional superhero story. So like, I will keep watching it, of course, but I think that, I mean, they can only keep this up for a season. Like by the end of this season, I expect to fully be out of this whole sitcom thing.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is true. There's no way, because like you said, it's basically essential to the plot, and we know at some point they will catch up to modern day and it will not be a sitcom. You know, that's what we assume, right? At least by the end of the show. Or before the end of the show. So, I mean, they have pitched this whole thing as a mini series. I could see them doing a different series with Wanda and Vision, like in the years from now. But they have said that stuff from this directly ties Wanda into
phase
four, the next few movies. Yeah. She's gotcha. Going to be in, she might be in the next Spider-Man, maybe. She's definitely in the entirety of Doctor Strange 2.
Okay.
Which deals with the multiverse. So it'll be interesting to see how her character comes out of this experience. And, you know, I think the questions are, there's a lot of questions.
There's also no saying that it's going to be more than one season. Like, it could just be a...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They are pitching it as a mini series, as a one-shot thing. Because, yeah, they can't... There's no way that they would want to try to replicate going through... You know, it's very... I don't know. It's very much a one-off of, hey, we're going to do this crazy thing. We're going to go through, you know, decades of sitcoms and... recreate the style but tell this crazy story.
I love the mystery. I think that it is unraveling a little too slow. Like, I think that this series probably is better as a binge watch once it's all fully released rather than a week to week, just because of how, like, it's super fun to watch these episodes, but you watch like a 30-minute episode to get like a minute of the overarching plot. I love the set designs and the way that it's filmed. I mean, it is,
that's wild.
They nail the genre in the era that these sitcoms were filmed in. I also love when every moment that they break from that for a reason, like you were mentioning, especially in the first episode, it's like you're in front of the set the entire time, and then it breaks into a moment and you like cut in, and it's like,
and it's like very canted angles, and it's like,
and all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, it's off angle, it's just a completely different shot. It clearly you know, designed for that moment of, you know, here's where we're going to break with the setup that we've established. And those moments are so well done. And yes, I do like the fact that they're using the aspect ratios for a purpose. So I don't mind it at all here. Although I will say, minor spoilers for episode 3. When it goes from 4:3 out to, what is it, 2.12:1 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's the same ratio of the movies.
It goes out to a movie ratio. But it's a cropped movie ratio. Because you see the bottom. It's
still very letterboxed, yeah.
You see the top and bottom squeeze in for the letterbox. So clearly that shot was shot 16:9 so that they could do that transition, and I don't get that. Because it's 16:9. Like, you have the 16:9 shot. Like, you are actually filming the 16:9 shot. Like, it's even worse here because, like I said, it's actually filmed in 16:9. So you have to actually, you're going in there and just adding black bars, and that makes no sense.
I remember that we did that in college to really make stuff look really cool.
I never did that in college. Never.
Did Peace Copy Copy not have letterbox? Peace Copy
Copy. No letterbox. Oh no, he's gone.
He's gone. who's the DP on the show? I want to get an interview with him.
I would love just so you to discuss ask that. Our 200th episode, our 200th episode's coming up.
Let's make it happen.
Love that. That would. Yeah.
Well,
I would totally be down for that.
So what I was going to mention about what you said before, Ben, like the set design and the costuming and the, you know, they recreate whole sections of sitcom sets for their house. Oh, yeah. Like for each episode, this is a series I would also love to see, like a gallery show about the behind the scenes of how they did these different eras.
Set design and stuff is definitely going to win an Emmy because I mean, it is just so well done.
It's wild. And when you see pictures of what it looked like when they were filming the first episode, and like how they painted specific colors to look a specific way in black and white.
Black and white.
It's so wild.
Good. So
it's
good.
It's crazy.
And each set is different. Like each house that they're in, it's not like they're filming the same house in different ways. Like each set is entirely
different.
Yeah,
they're not just changing the wallpaper. Like they're adding the staircase from the Brady Bunch and half of the kitchen from the Brady Bunch. Yeah, it's pretty it's wild.
So yeah, it's a fun ride. I really hope. I mean, if knowing that it's a miniseries makes it a little better for me because I know that they're not going to try to drag on like a stereotypical story. But I hope that it can land the plane as well as a show like Legion did, because I feel like Legion is probably the best superhero show on television from what I've seen, which isn't all that much, to be fair. But any other thoughts on WandaVision before we get out of here?
No, I think if you haven't watched it yet and somehow you're listening to this podcast, all five of you, I think
it's a small family, but they're loyal.
Yeah. No, I think it would be okay to just start watching it now and binge the first few episodes to get into it. And I honestly recommended to several people when the third episode was coming out, hey, just wait on the first two and just wait for the third one to come out and watch them all in a row.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there would be a lot more, a lot more intrigue with how the third episode was going to go.
Well, Frankie, where can people connect with us and let us know if they're bothered by the random aspect ratios?
You can find us on Instagram at Incredible Critics, on Twitter at 3CriticsPod. Go to Facebook, hit the like button, become part of the Incredible family. And that's facebook.com/IncredibleCritics. iTunes, leave us a review. Help us get out to more people. That's about it, I think.
Yeah, you did good. Good. Check out our Etsy, all that fun stuff. Until next week, we are the Incredible Critics.
All right, so who do you think is responsible for that? Is it the cinematographer or was it the director?
Usually it's the director of photography.
Okay, well, assuming that's not a person.
I would love it if you actually reach out. I mean, yeah, then cinematographer.
Yeah, you think if you make this happen? Do you think he's responsible for that?
The editor is probably responsible for the
The editor is the one that's going to do it, but
Right, but it's definitely the director who makes that call, right?
He probably made that choice to shift it that way. Probably. The DP shot everything the way that he shot it. The director and the editor probably made the call of, this is how we're going to stretch it out.
The cinematographer shot it in 16 by 9, which is what it is going to be displayed. The displays are going to be.
Right.
And then it said, hey, let's throw some black boxes on there. That'll show them how artsy we are. You should like this argument, Frankie, because I'm going very counter to the argument I usually make in going against the artsy thing.
I love the argument. I just love that it bothers you more than it bothers anyone else I know. And it's not even like you weren't, I don't know how to word this. It wasn't your forte in college. You know what I mean? Like, you weren't like a video creator in college. Like, it wasn't the part of our major that you did the most of.
No, I mean, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you leaned more towards, in my opinion, live like graphic design and yeah, production.
Oh, well, no, I mean, yeah, live production is more what I did, but
right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
It drives me nuts. So Matt Shankman was the director and the cinematographer.
Yeah, he directed all the episodes.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see if we can get him on our No Name podcast.
So this is sure. Get Matt Shankman.
I think we have a better chance. Sure. Yeah. All right. Listen, I'll get Matt Shankman.